Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, thousands of people were in attendance at the Staples Center where basketball legend Kobe Bryant played with the L.A. Lakers. And people were there for his memorial service for Kobe and his daughter, Gigi. So the ticket prices, you can purchase them for $224 each. Two for $224 or $24, which is kind of a bizarre way to sell.
It's already happened, though, right?
Yes. This was yesterday.
Yes.
I didn't know you could buy tickets. I thought it was free.
We did a news story about it.
I can't remember everything we talked about.
Yeah.
If you want a good seat, $224 a piece.
Yeah.
I only remember sports.
But the good thing is the proceeds from the tickets will be donated to the Mamba and Mamacita Sports Foundation. So there you go. And there was a rose for every point Kobe scored in the NBA. So that is well over 33,000 roses placed around the center stage.
I want that. For every good point I make on the show, I want a rose.
Okay. I'll get you half a dozen.
And, of course, there were a ton of basketball legends there, including Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Phil Jackson, Magic Johnson, Jerry West, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade, Tony Parker, Steve Nash, and many others.
Tony Parker!
So as far as the people that spoke in attendance, we have a little soundbite for you to listen.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an ME in that mother.
Is that Phil Jackson?
So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob. I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing.
It was Luke Walton.
Big Shot
just know
Bob.
We got your back, little brother. I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and Baby Capri all your moves. And I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
Robert Horry's got like 10 rings.
He does.
That's nuts.
He does. Man, I love Shaq. Shaq's the best.
He should start saying MF-er in the General Insurance commercials.
He should. Say it on the NBA on TNT.
We got to get him, man. He's in Atlanta during the NBA season.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Man,
do you mean get him? Like kidnap him or like for an interview?
Like drive up here, Shaq, a couple hours.
Bring Barkley with you. Come on.
Bring everybody. Bring Ernie.
Yeah,
Ernie.
Dude, that's one of the funniest shows on television.
It is. If you don't like basketball, just watch that.
It's still funny. You don't have to like basketball at all. It's the funniest thing ever.
They wild out. People still say that? That's what they do.
Wow. Kobe's widow, Vanessa, gave two powerful eulogies, one for her daughter, Gianna, and, of course, the other for Kobe.
Do we have audio of that?
Yeah, do you want them?
Yeah, give us a little bit.
I won't talk about it here, but I do want to talk about Vanessa Bryant and her timing.
Okay, here's one of the pieces.
But I want my daughters to know and remember the amazing person, husband, and father he was. The kind of man that wanted to teach the future generations to be better and keep them from making his own mistakes. He always liked working and doing projects to improve kids' lives. He taught us all valuable lessons about life and sports through his NBA career, his books, his show Detail, and his Punies podcast series. And we're so thankful he left those lessons and stories behind for us.
Oh, okay. Mm. I never heard her speak before.
Yeah, it's been a while. The other one's just hard to listen to.
She's getting very emotional.
Yeah, you know, just talking about those milestones you won't get.
Yeah.
With that kid.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why Michael Jordan was crying.
Yeah. And then, you know. God. You hear the Jordan, did you? You heard the Jordan joke, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The memes.
I just want to hear him say it.
He said he didn't want to cry.
Like, I still want to meet Michael Jordan, but everybody says he's mean. But, like, when I see that, like, it just warms me back up to freaking Michael Jeffrey.
Dude. I know. It was a nice moment, man.
I want to meet Michael Jordan at a funeral.
Yes.
Where he's, like, emotionally broken down, and I may get him to smile for a photo.
We talked about everything, and he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the Knicks. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years.
It's going to be longer than that. They showed Steph Curry in the crowd cackling. That was like,
wow.
You can't help it if you spent time with someone and you're going to have those emotions flow at a funeral. You're only human.
If anybody eulogizes me at my funeral, you have to say MF-er. You have to work it into
it. You have to cry or just MF?
Either one.
Okay.
This your MF. Choice.
Okay.
If you say MF, my mama will cry even harder, so take she that will. Into consideration.
Oh, Lord.
Like she'll be there. I ain't going to funeral now, Matthew.
Not gonna make it.
You have an MF-ers there.
What if we get her to drop one? First time ever.
Mm-mm.
That ain't gonna
sad situation.
I think even my mama, like, if she saw the Lord coming back on the white horse out of the sky, she's gonna drop a big old holy S. I would. Everybody would. Well, a preacher would.
You think she would if he asked her to? If he came back and said, "This is why I came back," partly was to hear you cuss once. You think she'd oblige?
I asked her for that probably. On my 40th birthday. I did.
Didn't work.
No.
Ah.
No. Well.
I guess if
she
that
did
worked,
ask me out of curiosity which one I would have chosen.
If that had worked, you would have been running audio.
Oh, yes. Oh, without question. Without question. Well.
You know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I want to know which one you
let him rest. I mean, golly, it's been some time now, you know.
Oh.
Golly.
That would have been your speech.
Well, do you want, on a lighter note, you want some good news? And you may like this about this new feature with Netflix. They revealed Monday that they're launching a top 10 feature that will finally show you the most popular TV series and the movies on the streaming device. So
what is trending on Netflix then? I thought that's what
bunch of BS.
It's a bunch of paid.
It's BS, man. It's what they want to feature up there is all it is.
Okay.
Do you like
it ain't legit?
Do you like when it starts when you mouse over it? I don't like that at all.
Hey, that's why they're doing away with it. People hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sound and everything on that?
Yeah, because, sometimes it will just start the episode when you click on it. Yeah. Mouse over to it.
Yeah.
This isn't Netflix, but this is something that I noticed while watching Nazi Hunters. On Prime, if you pause it, it will show you the name of everybody on the screen.
Yeah.
That X-ray thing is cool.
And now, I think it's a new edition or a new patch or whatever, that it will, if there's a song playing in the background, mm-hmm. it will also show you title and artist of the song. So no more, you know, Shazamming it or whatever the hell.
You can also go and sometimes you'll be able to highlight certain people and get more information about other shows and movies and things. Those
That's
people
cool
are
as
in.
Hell.
It's really cool. But you'll wind up not watching what you're watching, so you can go watch something else. Oh, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to use it at the end of Boogie Nights in the mirror to see what pops up.
Yeah.
Hmm. No, it'll say Mark Wahlberg, but what else is it going to say?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, fake Schmeckle.
Remember what it said on the mirror on Fast Times?
Yep.
Would that show up on the X-ray too?
Yeah, you pause, it says Judge Reinhold, Big Harry Blankie.
Uh-huh.
It just blurs that on TBS, don't it?
Yes, it does. But yeah, but only the Blankie. I mean, what's more obscene spray painted on a wall than Big Harry? Anything.
How'd you get a mirror to smudge like
so
that?
Good. So good.
That's fun.
Didn't put it on there with shoe polish? I mean, what the hell?
I think that's one of the movies that's on the Stars you can stream.
Is it?
They got all the good movies.
Yeah.
I'll probably get you on. Let me talk to Dennis.
Yeah.
Pull some strings.
Dennis Taylor.
Did you know that there is a fishing rod case in a landfill somewhere, maybe in Germany or China, that is worth $58 million? Why? Because there's
what now? Hold on.
Okay, there is a fishing rod case. You know what that is? Like a case to put your rods in.
Tackle box?
Yeah, like a fly fishing case? Because my rod and reel, I don't put it in a case. Fly fishing cases, fly fishing rods, you take them apart. But a tackle box is for the various hooks and...
I want to see the case to put the rod in.
What is a fishing case? At first, I thought it was like a lawsuit.
I thought you threw it over your shoulder.
Zebco versus Zebco on People's Court.
No, Zebco versus Shakespeare.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Who would win?
Oh, yeah.
Whoop you with an ugly stick in court.
Oh, my God. My first fishing rod was a Zebco 2020.
Did it have the button or was it open face?
Oh.
I started off with the button. I couldn't do the open face first. And I still had problems with those.
Love open face.
Yeah, they're fine.
Talking about roast beef sandwiches?
Roast beef sandwiches, gravy.
All right.
The fishing case with millions of dollars
is
either in Germany or China.
Yeah.
How do you have $58 million worth of fishing gear?
And how's it in two different way apart from each
These
other?
These are separate continents.
Well, countries. A 49-year-old guy named Clifton Collins from Ireland. He is a marijuana dealer by trade. And back in 2011, he invested some money in that he was selling. He was selling marijuana. And he invested in Bitcoin. So back then, Bitcoins cost like $4, $6. And so today they're worth $9,700. So his total of all that he invested in that is $58 million that he made throughout the years. So he was arrested in 2017 and he was locked up. And while he was in prison, his landlord cleaned his place out. So it turns out that his hidden Bitcoin codes were in that fishing rod case. And without the codes, there's no way to get the money. So they're somewhere in the trash in Germany or China or some landfill around the world.
It's his wallet password. His Bitcoin wallet. Because it's like, what, 6 or 7 words?
And there's no way to retrieve that, according to this guy.
I'm not that versed in Bitcoin, but I do know that if you buy it from a legitimate broker, that you can get those back.
Yeah, because there's a finite number of Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to use the broker and then a third party, and it's like when three people get together and, like, you've got a code, I got a code, that boy's got a code, we got all three to get together on the code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, this guy was buying black market Bitcoin. BNBC.
Either it wasn't legit or he's going to be able to get it back.
Yeah. And are most of the landfills in the world either in Germany or China? Is that the
Germany isn't very big.
Like ours is for New York. They send all their trash.
They send their trash here. Yeah. Where do we send ours? China?
I think we keep it here.
Yeah. We take it off them.
That's why they got coronavirus over there. Everybody sends their trash there.
I don't think their trash is coming to like Greenville County necessarily because we got enough of our own to go to like Twin Pines.
Yeah,
we just send it down the Reedy River here.
Oh,
in Greenville.
just dump it somewhere around Darlington. Awful. Nobody tell the difference.
They tried to put their coal ash in Pickens County, and then we as citizens said, This is not the great Clifton Collins, the actor.
Like, if you just unloaded garbage in Bennettsville, would anybody notice?
Mm-mm. Hell no. Only thing down there is cotton.
What's up, Aziz?
So now the Irish government, they're trying to seize the Bitcoin, and they've been doing that for the last few years. But
you can track it, though.
Yeah.
They're not able to access it.
That's why I don't understand the story, but, you know, I don't know everything about that stuff.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I don't even know what a fishing case is. Maybe that's what the Irish call them.
Is this got to be a thing, like, when you put your pool cue in?
That's what I'm saying, fly rods.
It's like an I guess it's a case with an aluminum cap that you put it in, like a cylinder rod case. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but...
Weirdo. Just hide it in your bowling ball hole like Flintstone did. Wilma would never donate that to the rummage sale.
Yeah, it's definitely weird that Ireland's trash winds up in Germany and China.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
I mean, China's a long way to haul trash because you're paying to ship garbage.
Everybody on the way just throws their trash on it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Bunch of potato skins and whiskey bottles.
Straws.
Keep your codes. That's what we're learning, right? Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rocks!
Some weight, bad boy. Are you eating just to fill a void? Always wanting more. Having seconds and then thirds and fourths. He's munching. Always at Wendy's or McDonald's getting large fries. And now his chins have a bunch of folds. He can't stop eating, stuffing his pie hole. That's why his gut is round. Eats a whole pizza, then some fajitas. He keeps putting on the pounds. He's a
that guy's beautiful. What a beautiful
so
song.
Beautiful.
Great job on that, too.
That, of course, not Lady Gaga. That's Lady Gaga-le. It's beautiful. Beautiful rendition.
Lovely tune.
It's Fat Boy Tuesday. Not just Fat Tuesday. It's Fat Boy Tuesday.
Yep.
And it's that song played talking about fat boy eating. I'm watching Nine and Paige eat pancakes. Mm. And Fat Boy sits there untouched.
Unscathed.
Are you gonna, would you like to donate them or
you want them?
No, I've already ate.
One short stack's enough.
I've already eaten. By the way, thank you to our friends over at IHOP and Prisma Health because we're celebrating IHOP Free Pancake Day.
Oh yeah, man! They aim to raise up to $4 million today. This is IHOP for Children's Miracle Network hospitals, including Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate.
Yeah, this is the 15th anniversary of us getting free pancakes.
Yeah.
And IHOP Free Pancake Day.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you go by today between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., get one free short stack of world-famous buttermilk pancakes.
It's about three pancakes.
It's not buttermilk biscuits.
No.
Buttermilk pancakes.
Pancakes.
Buttermilk biscuits. Here we do. Sift the flour. Roll the dough. Stomp your stomp your feet. Oh, whatever. Okay. Fat Boy Tuesday. We talked a moment ago, briefly about the Kobe Bryant Memorial. And I said, I had a whole thing about Vanessa Bryant, his widow and, her impeccable timing.
What did you mean by that?
I don't know if she, when it was actually put into, order or whatever, but, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, filed a lawsuit yesterday against the company, Island Express, the company that owned the helicopter that Kobe and their daughter perished in back last month. It's a wrongful death suit. She says that the company was negligent. The weather forecast was severe. They should have never taken off. They were negligent. It also alleges that the pilot was negligent. He did not properly access or monitor the weather. I'll remind you, he also died. Everybody on that helicopter died.
Yeah, including the pilot. I mean, everybody.
So
no survivors. Helicopter crash is not something that people walk away from.
So I don't know if this was obviously it was put in, you know, the talk had already gotten going and all that stuff, getting with attorneys, but the timing of that, man, like on the day of the memorial, the day when you're up there, the lawsuit either was put in, signed off on the morning of or right after it was over. So my first impressions is like, I've said this before. I don't know how money fills the void of a loss. I don't know what that does for you, especially when you already got a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine the loss, but I don't – you, of all people, are probably set the best financially. Whereas some of the other folks on there, you know, it was Kobe's charter. So –
yeah, you expect them to kind of take action.
I mean, I don't understand. To me, it makes her look awful. It makes her just look awful. The day of the memorial, you're going to go file a lawsuit for a wrongful death to try to get even more money?
I mean, obviously, you'll never forget it happened, but wouldn't you want to kind of get some separation from it?
I don't know I'm just going to be honest with you. Again, I've said my condolences, and I don't want to know that pain ever, ever, ever in my life. But what is doing that? What does that replace?
I guess it's just holding someone the accountability.
Yeah.
Getting someone's held accountable for what happened to your family. That's the only thing I can see that it would be.
Okay, so the accountability is going to be to the owners of the company.
Yeah.
Okay. So they are going to pay her millions of dollars because one of their employees decided against the weather. To me, that would be like, say, well, okay, if Kobe chartered it and he says, no, we got to get to the Mamba Center now, you know, okay.
Or maybe it comes out in the wash of this that the pilot didn't want to fly and they coerced, they told him to anyway.
Right.
I mean, who knows those details?
But maybe since it's a wrongful death lawsuit that she's joining in with the other families, too, in this lawsuit.
They haven't followed. The family, the coach, his family, family spokesman said they will not be filing a wrongful death lawsuit. This is just Vanessa Bryant et al., whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has got an LLC or whatever, but Vanessa Bryant et al. This is how I feel about it. Let's go to Joshua, who claims to be a lawyer, on line one.
Give me just a second. I'll put him on unless that boy gets some
praise. Hey, there we go. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're a real lawyer?
Yeah, well, they gave me a license. I don't know if I'm a real lawyer.
Okay.
I work with Rob from time to time. He sends me stuff.
Okay. Cool. So, am I wrong, or maybe am I not wrong? But what would be her motivation for this?
Okay, so the motivation, it may be, well, there's a lot of things. A lawyer might have talked her into it, or she may want, you know, to have some deterrent effect. But I will tell you that a lot of times when somebody dies, and I do a lot of wrongful death suits, the family's not worried about money so much as they are worried about holding somebody accountable. So I hadn't read the lawsuit. I don't know anything about what the pilot did or the company did. But if there was something that really was dangerous, you know, where this could continue to happen unless they change a policy in the company, then that could be a driving factor behind the litigation. Obviously, the lawyer's doing it because he's trying to make a living, but the family might be doing it because they genuinely don't want it to happen again in the future. And that's just my take on it. You know, I'm biased because I do work on the plaintiff side, but that's what I see.
Okay. So, in other words, it's her saying, we are doing this so in the future, other pilots will second-guess their own negligence, or if the person who charters the copter says, no, we got to go anyway, they're going to look at him and say, sorry, buddy. Weather does not permit this to happen. It will make people second think situations.
Kind of like we can't do a lot of contests nowadays because of things that have happened in the past all over the place.
Right. Yes.
If there's a lot of times there's like a checkoff list, you know, for anything, for cleaning a store or for taking an airplane out or anything.
Yeah.
And there's a log of the steps you take to ensure that you've done everything you can to maximize safety of the customers. And a lot of times companies don't do that because it takes more time. Depending on how intricate it is, it could cost them money if it costs them trips. But if they lose, you know, $1 million a year and make $27 million instead of $28 million, but they saved, you know, two people's lives, then that I think that's what the jury might need to weigh or what might need to be considered.
Okay. All right. And even if, like, she donates the money to, like, the Mamba Foundation or the Academy or whatever, like, all that money yesterday, people were asking earlier, like, the $227 tickets to go to the memorial service, that money also went to the foundation. Yeah. That foundation could be set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Josh, thank you for listening, sir. Attorney Josh, thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Have a good morning. See you, brother.
That boy figured that out. Playing the Hawk sound effect.
That's right. I mean, are you surprised that, I was surprised that the helicopter was from 91 and it was barren. It lacked all this technology.
Have kids?
Well, that too. Oh. Didn't have the all-terrain system on it.
Yeah.
He was close to clearing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they cleared him to fly. When he's like, hey, I don't know. What are we doing?
But wouldn't you still, like, even if that's the case, the timing. I mean, it's the timing of it.
Yeah, the timing is not the best, at least when the news comes out about it.
So I guess, she'll look less bad if she doesn't take any money. Or if it's a dollar or something, sometimes people sue for a dollar.
Who could she donate the money to that would just, okay, fine, it's okay.
I guess the family split, but the other family said, a couple of them, they weren't going to sue.
They weren't going to sue, yeah.
But then, maybe on, again, this is just speculating blindly, but maybe on her part, she didn't want to be all up in the news yesterday for the memorial, and then again next week or the week after filing the lawsuit. Just go ahead and do it all at
Knock
once.
Knock it all out. And then
you'll come back in the news when the lawsuit settles or whatever,
yeah,
and that'll be the end of it.
Or maybe she told her attorney, do it after the service, not before, during, you know what I'm saying. Time it after, and it makes sense.
I'm going to be honest. I'd probably sue if I were one of the families.
If you were one of the families, you'd
sue. Probably, definitely not the, Kobe Bryant estate.
Right.
But somebody.
Yeah.
But, I'd be like, I need money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to hold someone accountable, people that injured your family.
You got to replace income.
Fat boy's thinking about never working again.
Yeah.
I mean, it would surprise me if the guy who's with those two girls now, because their mom died, if he sued.
Yeah.
Mauser.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, Police Academy?
It's a bad situation all around. And it just, it sucks.
Very sad thing. The whole thing.
All around.
We've seen it. We've seen all the coverage about it. The whole thing's tragic.
Yeah.
And it's a weird decision to make if you're going to file a wrongful death suit or not. And that's why if you file one, usually you have up to a couple of years out to do it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right, we'll take a break. We come back more Rise Guys right after this.
.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys morning show, good morning to you. It is 8:46. Jimmy, your Twitter... we're all texted or connected to the tweet.
Yeah.
The one about choosing dogs over girls.
Oh, yeah.
That was directed towards you.
Okay.
If you want to verbally respond on the radio.
I absolutely would.
Talking about the truth and consequences this morning, where the woman's been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 6 months. He babies the dog. The dog has its own room. The dog has its own TV. The dog has its own workout gear. exercise equipment. I mean, just the most luxurious life that a pet could possibly have, middle class style. and then Nine said, dude, if somebody ever told me, like, it's either, a girl says, hey, it's either me or Inga, Nine's German Shepherd, Nine would always pick Inga, he says.
Yeah, man, nobody's going to have, like, the unconditional love and loyalty of dog, That's true. Just not going to happen. Plus, it shows a lot about your character if you're that jealous of the dog.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. She didn't want anything to do with the dog.
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks a lot to your character if you get that jealous. Because, I mean, how jealous would you be if the guy had, like, grown kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
If he had 7-8-year-old kids living at the house with him, how jealous would she be of them?
Yeah, what if he had a daughter named Molly instead of a dog?
She'd be just as jealous of his children if they were, like, still young, living with him.
I don't get how you could be that much into an animal.
Well, that's because you don't like animals. You're a heartless bastard.
Yeah, but
you could feed the animal, and then it could, like, you take it out, but... You cannot bond with an animal.
That's BS. That is horse pucky.
I think can't.
Even Matt would say that now that he's got Bear.
It was hard for me. I always, you know, I don't know if I use this as a psychological crutch or not, but after Samson and Delilah died, my dogs, I watched them both get run over at the same time. Mm. I literally watched them get run over at the same time. that ain't
funny. That was wrong.
And my daddy put them in a garbage bag and buried them in the backyard. Erosion happened. Daddy cut grass, things like that. Mama sang tenor, and next thing you know, it's a little bit of the garbage bag in the backyard. And I dug up my dogs, and I laid them all out like I was an archaeologist. And something just went off in my brain, like, don't get attached to a pet anymore. Don't get, next thing you know, they're going to get run over by a car, and you're going to be digging them up again.
But for Fat Boy to say you can't bond with an animal is just, that's concerning to me.
Well, I was standoffish about that. Our dog, Rufus, who was part Doberman in St. Bernard, I think it was. Ooh, Doberman in St. Bernard. It's a huge dog, Rufus was. He was an outside Soberman. Dog, though. I mean, I hate the thought of that now, but he was an outside dog. So we had a bond, but not that cuddle up on the couch bond. I do now have that with Bear.
Yeah, but he's the right size dog to have that with. And let's not forget, you kidnapped the cat once, too.
Oh, gosh.
I truck-napped it. I cat-napped it.
Yep.
Or he jumped in the back of the truck.
It just wound up there.
Drove it to Charlotte.
It was an accident.
The fact that you would pick a dog or an animal over a human, it's just, I don't get it.
Dogs have hearts of gold. Some people don't.
And they have feelings, too, just like people do.
Yeah, but they can't. You cannot have a conversation with a dog that's going to fulfill you like you can with a human.
Well, a lot of times I have conversations with people that leave steam coming out of my ears and me wanting to leave.
Thank you.
Well, you're not bitter. You have to take care of the damn thing.
Like, my dog never pisses me off. People do.
I get bitter when I don't get bitter. Like, I get ticked off when he, like, dumps on the carpet and I have to go pick it up. I'm not resentful, though, because I know my dog is smart enough that if he could go up and get on that toilet and take a dump and wipe his own ass, he would.
Yeah,
he's smart.
My dog absolutely
would. He can hold
a
bone in both paws and lay on his back and hold the bone in his mouth.
Okay, he's got motor skills. What does
he's
it mean?
A brilliant dog.
What does that mean? A dog is smart.
But how do you think you can't bond with an animal? That's you think weird. You only bond through conversation?
Yes. What are you going to, what do you go home and do to the, you watch the dog and then you like, you look? What is the connection?
I mean, there's eye contact with a dog. You know, I look at my dog and I say stuff to her and she looks and gives me a little head tilt. And then she gets excited. She acknowledges what I say verbally. She understands hundreds of words I say to her.
Can I share something with you? I swear this is the truth. And Fat Boy, I'm going to need you to cue something up for me. Fat Boy, if you could find the current WWE Raw theme, it's by Skillet. You may have to look it up. So I'm sitting there last night at my house watching the beginning of WWE Raw.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about others that are sitting there watching. And I'm thinking about Nine. And I'm thinking about, I always think of our friend Caleb Kennedy. I'm always thinking about him sitting there getting ready for Raw. And then I think about when it hits at Nine's house. I bet he grabs Inga by the paws and they start to dance when the song hits.
He's already got her legs in his shoes.
He's got the paws and they're sitting there dancing. Wrestling's coming on.
Yay.
But that's as far as it goes. You're doing a stupid dance with the dog, but like,
look, tell me I'm not wrong. Have you ever danced with Inga Nine? Be honest.
Years ago. Yeah, she's not a big fan of dancing.
And then he throws her to the side and gets the dadgum puppet and starts doing the puppet as they dance to WWE Raw.
Yeah, why not? Why not enjoy? I mean, you think you can't bond with a dog? Like, you know, me and that dog sit on the couch together. I take a nap on the couch. He's right beside me. We have a tremendous bond, me and that dog.
That dog may save your life one day.
And she would if any way she could.
Yeah.
You have a lot of needs that dog can't fill. What if you get fired and you go home? Who are you going to talk to? The dog? She's not going to understand
the
you.
The dog will comfort you. The dog will absolutely comfort you.
How?
If you're sick, the dog knows it, and she will comfort you.
What if you want to have sex? I mean, I hope you don't, but what if you do with the, you can't have the dog.
You can use the dog to pick up chicks.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Just walk down.
She's beautiful.
Walk down any street in America with a dog on a leash. You will meet women.
Then you're going to have a situation like this.
No, not if the dog attracts a woman who loves dogs, you will not have that.
Yeah, but then if the dog dies, then what if she leaves you? You know, here's the thing. I'm wondering if also Fat Boy suffered from my previous situation with pet anxiety. Did you lose an animal you were extremely close to as a child?
Not really. I mean, I like animals, to other people's animals to pet for about 5 minutes, but I don't really want my own.
But this is one of those things where Fat Boy's a guy who doesn't say I love you. I mean, he isn't really close to anybody.
Like, if I look at an animal, I'm like, I got to feed you. I got to
feed you or eat you.
I got to pick your crap up.
Like, do you, I mean, how often do you hug your family? Like a good warm embrace?
I don't know. I mean, I don't hug anybody really.
See, like, I go.
It's not that type of guy.
I go to the grocery store sometimes and I see my buddy Michael, who works for Coke, a cola, and he'll be in there doing his job. And I'm like, all right, I'll see him and I'll hug him in the food line. You know, it's just different type. Like, you're reptilian and I'm warm blooded.
You know, you're the reptilian.
That's how you get coronavirus.
But I'm the warm one when it comes to, like, you know, embraces and animals and stuff. Fat boy doesn't hug people, doesn't say I love you, doesn't understand bonding with an animal.
I got to feed you. I don't get a tax credit for you. I got to pick your crap up. You can't understand my human conversation.
Well, you don't get a tax credit for a girlfriend. You got to feed them, too.
It's just another thing to take care of.
Terrible people. And you wonder why you're miserable.
People prefer it, but I don't know why people prefer the company of an animal over a person.
You ever had an argument with a dog? No.
Yeah, well, I one-sided.
You ever had a dog disagree with you?
Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and say I prefer the closeness of an animal to that of a human being. I don't have that preference. But I've certainly developed a closeness, but not with Rusty.
Yeah, but
Rusty's a dickhead.
And you know what? If you're like Fat Boy, you're not committed to caring for anything. Don't have pets.
Yeah, Fat Boy just doesn't want the responsibility.
Don't have them.
And that's fine. And I'm not saying it's bad, but you just don't want responsibility. You want as little responsibility as possible.
Yeah, like, and I don't want the animals.
Then don't.
But the feeling's easily replaced with the next animal.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You know how you think you're allergic to the studio? Because although your coughing's gotten a lot better, I've noticed.
It has since I ate pancakes. Maybe I need pancakes every day.
No, don't do that. What if you met this lady, you know, really close to her and stuff, and finally it got to the point where you were going to invite her back to the house in Moonville?
Mm-hmm.
She gets into the house, starts sneezing. Turns out she's allergic to Inga.
That's too bad.
Mm.
What if she's like smoking hot? Like, I'll never get a chick this hot ever.
It's too bad. Man, I've had that dog. That dog is going to be 7 in June. Can't get rid of that dog or do anything to forsake that dog.
Not
that
you're
going to
get rid of her, but like that, would that be just like, I'll never see this woman again like this, or would you try to work around it?
I mean, if there's a workaround, sure, but that's...
What about a reach around?
If there
would you accept
that's
that?
Too bad from her or the dog.
Either one. Oh, man.
I mean, you know, something happens to your animal. Does that feeling carry over to the next one? Some people replace them just as easily.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's what I was going to say with my grandmother. I said the thing about her dog was a peek-a-poo. It was the first interbreeding of dogs I ever knew as a kid, a peek-a-poo.
Yeah.
She would go to KFC, buy white meat only, chicken, for the dog, pull it off the bone. And to me, it was her. She got that dog after Nick, my youngest cousin, got to be in school. And I think that was her, instead of keeping grandbabies, was her new grandbaby. Yeah. It was a granddoggy.
Why not?
Fluffy got a damn Christmas stocking, too.
I'll tell you this about the power of a dog, man. Like,
he wasn't even a Christian.
My buddy Justin Ashley, tattoo guy, Justin Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he's on his way back from Colorado now because he had a German Shepherd named Bishop who passed away a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And he started like looking around like, man, I'd like to get a dog. I want to have a dog. My dog, unfortunately, died really young. So he winds up finding this dog at a place called All Paws Matter in Colorado. So yesterday, Justin and his dad flew to Colorado to get this dog. Now they're driving back with it. Justin's dad hasn't been on an airplane, hasn't been west of Georgia since he landed here from Vietnam in 1970. And now they're road tripping back from Colorado with
a
dog.
Beautiful.
That's the power of animals, man.
That's beautiful.
I definitely would not go to another state to get a dog. Probably the
Did
pot.
They check out some dispensaries while they're out there, I wonder?
I hope so.
Know what I'm saying?
Who wouldn't?
That's great. Oh, by the way, you can follow their journey if you want it on Facebook. It's they have a page called Bringing Bones Home.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. All right.
It's fun, man. That's the power of animals, dude.
If you'd like to follow my journey from my childhood, check out Digging Up Bones, the Randy Travis story. Oh, man. Yeah, that's... That is interesting about Fat Boy's character. But Fat Boy is, pardon me if I may say, an enigma. I can't figure you out. And it's not a bit. It's just you are feeling less. You are feeling less. You are feeling less.
I guess. Without feelings. I mean,
you are without feelings. Yeah.
Or is it just that, is part of it that you know when you get that dog that it's only going to be here for average of 10 to 12 years and then you're going to have to face loss?
Yeah. Well, since you called me such an enigma, I got a riddle for you.
What?
It rhymes with smrake and it's on the other side of this button.
Heartless.
We're late.
Nine's going to have to get a trach. We'll find out what that means right after this. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
No other upstate radio station has them. No other upstate radio station wants them. The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.